You're listening to the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow podcast, where you will find engaging and truthful conversations. Join us as we turn our hurts into healing, no matter what we're facing. Our hope is that you are equipped with tried and true practical strategies that lead to healing so that we can enjoy today and own tomorrow. Here's your host, Lane Lawson Craft.
I'm so excited, y'all. Today is going to be a great day. My dear friend and a special health expert is with us today, Susan Neal. Follow Susan's story of how her health failed suddenly. She lost her health and she found ways to bring natural healing through her diet. If you are tired, if you seem to run out of energy, are you craving foods? You will want to hear today's message and Susan's story and find out more about her books that will lead you to healing through your diet. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow podcast. I'm so excited. The reason I'm so excited is not only do we have an amazing topic, how do we live healthy when we are faced with sugar and gluten and carbs? Well, guess what? I've got my best friend, dear friend, Susan Neal, here with us today. Say hello, Susan.
Hi.
I'm so excited. So listen, guys, I just want to shout out this real quick. Susan has not only, she's an RN, she has a master's in health and science and an MBA. But what really encourages me and what inspires me and the reason I want to bring her on is because she's lived it. And you know, that is my passion and my commitment to all my friends and my family and all to tell you, I'm going to share stories that I know are real stories and that have real impact for all of us. Susan, you have a lot to talk about today. Many of us are facing health issues pre-COVID, where we've been through COVID, and you know, I've had COVID and I'm on the other side, praise God. But listen, healthy living is important regardless, and you have some real passions yourself. Would you go through some of the passions you've written about, and let's talk about your most favorite subject right now?
Okay. So, well, 9 years ago, I lost my health. I had an abscess tooth that led to 10 medical diagnoses and 2 surgeries. And I had to really dig in. I mean, the doctors could only do so much, but I had to dig in and figure out how to heal some underlying conditions. And I did, and that brought me through. And from that, it... I wanted to give back. I wanted to help others. I was so close to becoming the statistic where 50% of Americans suffer with a chronic illness and 40% experience obesity. And I would be right there had I not figured out the root cause of my inappropriate eating. And so I was able to recover and am very healthy now, and I regained my health.
Amen. And you know, that's so important because, Susan, there are many that are listening to us today and will listen to us, and they're suffering. They are suffering. They don't have the energy. They overeat and don't understand why. They crave things. And you have lived through it, and that is the power of what you have to share today. Would you talk to them about your first book and your second book, and then maybe we wanted to talk about, I think you are really passionate in this day about gluten-free living. So please talk about all of your books, and then let's concentrate on what you feel in your spirit that's important to talk about today.
Okay. Well, my first one here is 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. And there's 7 steps that I lead you through to, you know, figure out what is going on. The first step is to decide, because it's really hard to make that step to decide. And then, you know, this book is written from a Christian perspective. Because making these lifestyle changes is really, really tough. I actually had a candida overgrowth in my gut, and that guy was like having a monster inside of me, and he craved sugar. I was eating Ghirardelli chocolate and drinking red wine every night, and that's not something that I normally did. But if you figure out, you know, what is going on, is it a food addiction? Is it candida? Is it a lack of knowledge? I go through the different root causes. And once you figure this out, then you can regain your self-control. So for me, I had to do a candida cleanse for 2 months, and I had to go on an anti-candida diet where I didn't eat any sugar, no carbs, no white flour, no white rice. And it took 8 months to kill the bug in my gut.
Susan, I have to interject. I can hear people screaming, what? No sugar? No flour? How in the world did you survive? How did you survive, Susan?
I lost weight. It just naturally fell off of me. Let me tell you what, I didn't even try. I just was trying to kill this candida overgrowth. And, you know, I think people don't realize that they might have this. So I developed a quiz. It's called candyquiz.com.
Okay.
CANDIquiz.com. And you can go on there and look and see how many symptoms, you know, you have that may be linked to this. Because this is one of the root causes for not being able to gain control of your appetite.
Wow. Don't a lot of people have it? It's kind of like we've been following with COVID. They don't think they have symptoms, but they really do.
Yes, and what it is it's from taking antibiotics. So when you take the antibiotics, it kills the good probiotics in your gut. Well, we were never taught to re-inoculate our gut with a bottle of probiotics. You know, I never learned that, and I was a nurse. And even when I figured out that I had this, I went to my internal medicine doctor. He didn't know how to treat it. So I had never heard of it before because it's not taught in mainstream medicine. So, but anyway, this book, The 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbs, walks you through how to get off those substances that are very addictive in nature, because you could have a food addiction. And that's when dopamine is released in the brain when you are eating that delectable food. And it's from the same receptors in your brain that opiate drugs release dopamine. So you have to gain an understanding, okay, is this my situation? And if so, I need to rewire my brain. I need to understand I can get dopamine from taking a walk or hugging my partner or my kid or grandkid or animal. And so, you know, I walk you through all of that.
Susan, would you mind real quickly, as the listeners are just digesting this literally, what are some, just maybe the top two symptoms, if someone was listening and thinking, maybe I could be sugar addicted, maybe I am eating too many carbs, or maybe I do have this candida overgrowth. Can you give us just a couple of symptoms they may be experiencing?
Yes. So for the candida overgrowth, the symptoms are fatigue, anxiety, insomnia.
Wow.
I was so exhausted, but I couldn't sleep. I'd wake up in the middle of the night. Irritability, depression, mood swings, poor memory. It goes on and on.
Yeah, wow.
So when you go to the candy quiz, you'll see the whole list. Now, for a food addiction, what it is you want to stop and you can't. And you have unsuccessful attempts over and over again to stop eating in a manner that you don't want to. And that's the food addiction.
And is it a specific food, Susan, normally, or is it any food that you might just overeat?
Sugar and wheat. Those are the two culprits.
Wow.
Yes. Two culprits. That's the ones that releases the dopamine.
And they truly are and can be addictive, right?
Yes, they are. Yes, most definitely.
Well, okay, so let's go to your next topic.
Well, I want to talk about the third thing, which is emotional issues. Okay, you may eat in a manner you don't want to because of an emotional connection with food. It comforts you. Or you're angry and you're going to stuff yourself with food instead of, you know, releasing it. Or you've had, you know, abuse from your past or unresolved trauma. And so I wrote Christian Study Guide for 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates to deal with the emotional connection that people may have with food. Because ultimately, like in your book, Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow, we need to go to the Lord for our healing. And so that book gets to the root cause of emotional eating and helps a person to heal.
Susan, do you feel like more people have this issue than we really know? Like alcoholics or drug addiction, do you think there is a large section of our population that are addicted to food?
I don't know. I know for Candida, that's a biggie because a lot of people have taken antibiotics and most have not taken a probiotic afterwards. So, but you know, with trauma, abuse, 1 out of 4 women, right, have been sexually abused. So, you know, that's 25% of us. And that could, you know, then lead to emotional eating and coping in that manner.
Yes.
So.
Well, that's a powerful book, powerful book. And what would you like to talk about next, Susan?
Okay, you mentioned the gluten sensitivity. So my next book was Solving the Gluten Puzzle. So with this book, it's related to gluten-related disorders. And with the gluten-related disorders, there's 4 different types. But just to tell you, the worst one is an autoimmune disease called celiac disease. And with celiac disease, it has increased by 400% in the past 60 years. Do you want to know why?
I do.
Okay. Well, this is my theory is that 60 years ago, the wheat in the United States was hybridized. So it went from 4 feet tall to 1.5 feet tall, drought resistant and prolific, so it could feed the world. But unfortunately, the gluten was so large, it's very difficult for humans to digest. So that, I believe, is causing this explosion of gluten sensitivity. So you have celiac disease, the autoimmune disease, you have gluten sensitivity, and you have a wheat allergy. So, and you have a wheat sensitivity. So those are the 4 different types of those disorders. Wow. And it's very hard to be diagnosed. It usually takes months to years because gluten sensitivity was not a new diagnosis until 2010. So it's brand new. It's only been around a decade. So, you know, mainstream doctors and healthcare personnel, we have to educate ourselves about this new diagnosis. It wasn't taught to us like when I went to nursing school.
Can I interject here again, Susan, for the listeners and viewers? Tell us some symptoms that would indicate that we had maybe a gluten issue or a gluten intolerance.
Oh my, there's like over 100, you just won't believe it. So, okay, here's the most common symptoms: abdominal pain, eczema or a rash, so like psoriasis, eczema, headache, aches, foggy mind, chronic fatigue, diarrhea, anemia, tingling of the fingers of the toes, joint pain. And it just goes on and on. You have 100 different symptoms. And so it's hard to diagnose because there is no single diagnostic test for irritable bowel syndrome or gluten sensitivity. So if you've been diagnosed with IBS, you may actually have gluten sensitivity. And if you stopped eating wheat, your symptoms may go away. So
I was just going to ask, is gluten, from what I have recalled, I did a restrictive diet for a long season of my life. Gluten is hidden in a lot of products, isn't it? It's not just in bread, correct?
Oh my gosh, it is in so many different things. And I am gluten sensitive, so I have to really investigate. So you have to think, okay, so gluten is in salad dressings.
Okay.
And then it's also it's a thickener. So soups and sauces, gravies, it's always going to be in those. And then it can be in seasonings because you would put it in there if it was, you had three seasonings, a Mexican seasoning, and you don't want the stuff to clump together. So you have to think in that way. But if the item says this on the ingredient list, then it could include gluten, okay? Enzymes, flavors, natural flavors. So if you're drinking an herbal tea and it says natural flavors, it could have gluten in it. Yeah. Yeah. Herbal teas could have gluten.
Wow. Wow, Susan. That's a wow. Why would they put gluten in tea?
It's flavors. It has to do with flavors. Like potato chips that are just a potato and salt don't have it. But if you get the barbecue potato chips, it has gluten in it. Or you're going to flavor a vinegar, then it might. It has to be certified gluten-free. Or you're going to flavor your coffee creamer. The flavoring causes the gluten to be in there. Somehow.
Wow, that makes me want to take a sip of coffee.
But modified food starch, that's another one that could be gluten. It could just say spices. But there, I have pages and pages and pages of things like marinades, meat substitutes, like the crab that's a meat substitute that has gluten in it.
That's just crazy, Susan. That's crazy they're adding this to our food.
Yeah, so any kind of time you take a chicken and it's all shredded and it's pre-made into a patty, well, that has gluten. Or your turkey that's injected with, the stuff that they inject it with, that has gluten.
So really, let me ask you, is the only safe thing gluten-free is something that says GF or gluten-free?
It should be actually certified gluten-free. If you are gluten sensitive, you need it to say certified gluten-free, because even if it just says gluten-free, it could still have 20 parts per million of gluten.
Wow.
And then if you ate a large quantity of that had 20 parts per million, you would get, you would get some gluten.
Right. So. Well, Susan, overall, the thing that I love about you and your passion and compassion about people living healthy is we really are what we eat. We really are. I mean, everything that we put in our mouths, it's digested and our bodies break it down. You know, as we're getting closer to the end of our show today, as you're looking at our diets as Americans specifically, what would you say to the listeners today if they had lethargic, or if we don't have the energy, or if they find they are stuffing their faces, overstuffing, First of all, we want them to do that Candy quiz, CANDI quiz.com. Is that correct? We want them to do that.
Yes, and I also have a gluten sensitivity quiz. Oh, it's called gluten intolerance quiz.com.
Gluten intolerance quiz.com. I will have this in the podcast notes for y'all to click on and get more information. And of course, SusanNeal.com, Susan and N-E-A-L, and that's also will be in the notes. Susan, you know.
And it's SusanUNeal.com.
Susan U. Neal. Susan U, the letter U.
Yes.
Neal.com. Susan, you know, if the premise is we are what we eat, can you give us a couple of two or three nuggets? If they don't do anything else in all of this podcast, give us two or three things that we can take home right now and that we could really maybe possibly see a difference in our lives.
The first thing is look at your food and determine whether God created the food or the food manufacturer. Okay, your food should resemble what comes out of the garden or off of the ranch.
Wow, that's huge. That's huge. And, you know, you talk about processed foods a lot. The media, everything. So what you're saying is it a processed food or is it a food that came from a real organic source? And, you know, when I mean organic, you know what I mean. It's not been through a bunch of processing.
Right. So, and if you simply do that, if you simply evaluate your food and look and make sure that everything you're eating, that God created it, oh my gosh, you will improve your diet so much. So eat the baked potato, but don't eat that potato chip. There is no nutrition in it. Those processed foods are stripped of their nutrients, and we have to outsmart the food industry. You know, they spike it with the sugar and the salt. They get us hooked to make money. And God gave us food to nourish our bodies. So we should eat the items that He created that will nourish us.
Wow. So listen, listeners and viewers, first thing you need to do is evaluate what you're putting in your mouth. What are we putting in our mouths? Is it something that's been through a lot of processing? Well, that one thing Susan is telling us can change our life. Susan, what's another thing?
Is to just drink water. Don't drink sodas or, you know, if you want to drink, you know, a cup or two of coffee or tea, go right ahead. But God gave us water to drink. And so much of our body is made of water. We need to hydrate. So be sure and drink good, fresh, clean water.
Susan, I've heard recently, and I had never seen this, that dehydration, lack of drinking water, can really make you really tired, less energy. Is that true?
Yes, it sure can. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It can lower your blood pressure too during the summer months and the heat. Yes, we need to hydrate. It's very important.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to evaluate what we're eating and what we're putting in our mouth. Then we're going to drink lots of water. What's another nugget you could tell us?
It would be take a probiotic. So, and the probiotic should have 10 different strains of a beneficial microbe in it. So, and I take a probiotic probably 5 days a week, but I also, you know, my gut had severely been, you know, I had that candida overgrowth, and I want to make sure that I keep the good guys in my gut. So take a probiotic, and then after you finish one bottle, buy a second bottle and take it the next month and make sure it's a different brand. And it has 10 different strains, or at least 6 of them are different from the first bottle. Because you have a lot of different, it's like God gave us a lot of different probiotics in our gut. And we don't know which ones we need to restore. And also, we need to get our probiotics from food. So eat kimchi or sauerkraut. The yogurt is not enough. So you need something, you know, the cultured food as well. Just a tablespoon. a couple times a week is enough.
Wow. Well, Susan, I tell you what, I really cannot thank you for coming on, and we're going to have you back again because I want to talk about the actual implementation of some of these quizzes and things like that. You know, we really are what we eat. Healthy living is really healthy eating. If we could just combine the two, we would just have so much. As we close out, and someone is out there, and I'm in their head thinking, does this really make a difference? Does not eating as much sugar and gluten and, you know, really watching what I eat on my plate, does it really matter? Would you tell us in our ending why it does matter and how important it really is?
Well, I think we could end probably with John 10:10. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's doing a marvelous job of it through our food. But Jesus's purpose was to give us life in all its fullness. So eat the foods he gave us.
Wow. Well, you know, I love the scripture. If we're going to talk about scriptures, taste and see that the Lord is good. And, you know, I can actually, when we taste and see the food he made, we know it's good, don't we, Susan?
Yes.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
Well, again, thank you so much for coming. Your books are amazing. You're amazing. You're a great. Listen, are you coaching now? If someone needed someone to kind of hold their hand, are you doing that now?
Yes. I'm a health and wellness coach. And I also just launched a course, 7 Steps to Reclaim Your Health and Optimal Weight. Wow. And that course is on my website at SusanUNeal, that's NEAL.com.
So Susan, that's exciting. So I know coaching can really make a difference. You know, having someone kind of hold your hand, and I really call it accountability. You know, it's nice to have someone that helps you be accountable. And so that's exciting, Susan. I hope some of these listeners and viewers not only go to your website, but reach out and let you help them, you know, modify some things. You know, you don't have to do it just crazy. You can do it in ways that it's doable, right, Susan?
Oh, absolutely. And I would love to help anyone. I'm a certified Christian health and wellness coach with the American Association of Christian Counselors. So I would love to help anyone on this journey to improve their health.
Wow. Well, we love you and we thank you again. And everyone, I love you. Thanks for joining the Enjoy Today on Tomorrow podcast. And we'll close this out. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Incredible. I just love Susan Neal. You know, being healthy is so important. It is a huge key to enjoying today and owning tomorrow. Susan is so passionate about helping everyone find healing through your diet, so be sure and visit her website today. Have you read my new best-selling book, Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow? I sure hope you will. I guide you step by step on how to turn your hearts to healing. It's available where all books are sold and at lanelawsoncraft.com. Get your copy today so that you can enjoy today and own tomorrow. I love y'all. See you next week. I would love to hear your thoughts from today. I am so thrilled we have connected. Would you take an Insta screenshot and share it on your story? Then tag me, please. Share with me what touched your heart today. You are the reason I do this, so that we together can build friendships where we turn our hearts to healings together, so that we can enjoy today and own tomorrow. Let me know what you'd like to hear too, and share this with all of your friends.
To learn more about the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow podcast, or to be a part of Lane's growing community, visit her website, lanelawsoncraft.com. You will find a genuine, honest, and refreshing group that encourages one another that healing is possible, hope is available, and the power we need is right here within us. Thanks for joining in, and we hope you enjoy today and own tomorrow.